听力课堂，听 class.com。
Lesson 3.
It sounds like you've been doing fine, Stephen.
Have you been looking for a job? Try an employment agency. They find jobs for hundreds of people every day. Are you an employer? Are you tired of interviewing people? Try an employment agency.Employment agencies have been helping employers find good people for 50 years. In this report, we'll look at how employment agencies work. I wondered how long it would take to a company to fill a position without using an employment agency. Stop, please. I have to write a new script.An employment agency can help you find a job. They'll read your resume, interview you, and suggest jobs for you, too. Visiting an agency in Stanford, we asked this question. How long will it take a company to find the right employee without using an employment agency?
If they are lucky,between 6 and 7 weeks. We can do it in 24 hours.
The agents spend lots of time looking at resumes. Notice how they compare people who are looking for a job in a pharmacy.
All right, now we'll look at Bob here. Well, you can see he started out as a teacher, but he was a science teacher.So he knows science.
He worked as a scientist between 1988 and 1990.
So he was a scientist too. Now he's director of product development. Okay, now, you know, we'll look at John. And we know that he has the PhD. That's good. Now let's see if he's making the tablets too.
John has experience with tablets, but Jim doesn't.
The employment agents look to see which people have used computers.
Well, looking at it, Jim's also used computers. Bob has too. I would say both John and Jim have a significant advantage over Bob.They just have more experience.
Many people have used either a computer or a word processor. It often helps if you've used one. Here's another pair of agents comparing computer programmers.
John hasn't used an IBM computer before, and George hasn't either.
When he was at Emory, can you tell me what he did there?
He was a programmer.
Okay.
Sandy's worked as a computer programmer, but John hasn't.
All right. Now, who have you got over here?
I have the guy for the training job.
Oh, this is the fellow.
I think he is absolutely perfect.
Oh, Vic Smith. Okay.
He is.
Well, let me ask you this. How many years' experience did he have working with Emory?
He had 3 years,
okay.
But very solid work.
I see.
Working with the...
When did he graduate and get his degree?
He graduated in 84.
Dan has a PhD, and John does too.
Yes, which
did he supervise anybody?
He was on a team with about 2 people.
Did he supervise?
Yes, he did.
Okay, good. All right.
Agents have nice things to say about the people they see.
George really does have excellent references, and John does too. They're both very good.
Hello, Stephen Wynn.
Stephen.
Maria, how's the vacation?
Just fine, Stephen. How have you been doing?
Just great. I've been working hard. Everyone has been doing a great job. Oh,
Kathy hasn't been feeling well.
Oh, that's too bad. What's wrong?
The doctor isn't sure.
Has she been at work?
No, she's been resting at home. The doctor wants her to stay in bed for 2 weeks or more.
I hired Patricia Wu to take her place yesterday.
Who's Patricia Wu? How much experience has she had at television?
She hasn't worked at a television station before. But she was a reporter at a newspaper last year.
Did you talk to Greg Olden or Thomas Jones?
Yes, I talked to Greg Olden, and I talked to Thomas Jones, too. They haven't worked at a television station either.
Why do you want to hire Patricia?
She has had experience as a reporter,
but Greg and Thomas haven't.
She sounds good. I'll talk to her when I get back. Is everything else all right?
Connie has been working on a story on employment agencies. She's still working on it. Jake has been working on an archaeology story.
It sounds like you've been doing fine, Stephen. I'll call again in a few days.
Bye, Maria. Have fun. Oh, Maria. Maria? I almost forgot.
Sam Finch called.
That's okay, Stephen. Sam found me.
That's good.
See you later.
This is the end of Lesson 3.